Right, hello everyone. Welcome to IonQ Seattle, the first quantum computing dedicated facility in the United States of America. My name is Margaret Arakawa. I'm the Chief Marketing Officer for IonQ. I've spent the last 25 years in the Seattle area, worked at Microsoft, worked at startups. I love this area, and we're really excited to have so many of our local technology leaders and government leaders here today. So with that, I'm going to quickly kick it off. Today is about ribbon cutting for this grand facility. We'll have both our CEO and President, Peter Chapman, as well as Senator Maria Cantwell to help with that, as well as remarks. And then, as you can see, there are a lot of IonQ folks here to explain quantum computing to you, as well as to do demos, and we will have a round of tours where you can go inside the manufacturing facility to see how we actually build these quantum computers. So with that, I'm going to kick it off, and I'm going to welcome our CEO and President, Peter Chapman.
Thank you. Thanks, Margaret. So today should be an interesting day. You're going to get a chance to go downstairs and see where we actually build the quantum computers. There's a number of units right now which are basically being built for customers downstairs, so it's an exciting time here at Seattle and IonQ. I guess before I get started, I'd just like to thank everyone for coming. In particular, Senator Cantwell, thank you so much. I see many of our partners and customers in the audience, so thank you so much for coming as well. We have the Swiss Embassy people here as well, which is also, thank you, a customer as well, which we appreciate. And I'll just, it's a little unusual, but I'm going to thank the construction crew, because a year ago, this was an old data center. And so, and it really needed, it had really great bones because it had the power and everything and the HVAC that you need from a, as for a data center, but it needed a lot of work. And so we've pumped in the last year, about $20 million roughly into the building to upgrade the infrastructure. And so I'll just also appreciate the city also in helping us with permitting and to be able to go within 1 year from an empty shell to where we are today. And we're not done. So you'll see downstairs, half of the building has been completed and we're now doing manufacturing. The other half is still under construction. So we're continuing to invest. So thanks so much to everyone. We're both on time and on budget, which is deeply appreciated. And then last, just, none of this would be, possible without the great staff from IonQ. And we now have in the Seattle area about 80 people in IonQ now here, which a year ago we only had something less than a handful. So we're growing quickly in the Seattle area, and I expect that in this next year we will invest probably somewhere close to $80 million in the Seattle area, which will kind of go to our promise of investing $1 billion over the next 10 years. So we're already well ahead of kind of where we thought we were going to be in the investments that we were going to have to make. I'll just highlight that the Seattle area obviously has a huge history of kind of leadership in classical computing with companies like Microsoft and Amazon and also Boeing and many others. So it has a good kind of DNA for both in terms of technology, but also manufacturing. And so that's really the two things that we pull in to be able to manufacture quantum computers. And so it's great having a highly educated and highly skilled workforce to be able to pull from and to be able to build quantum computers. We build quantum computers, but they're mostly classical. So we get to reuse a lot of that infrastructure. And as you saw to the side here, there's some early vacuum chambers. There's actually a manufacturing component to it as well. So it's not just PCBs. And then, we have a long history here as well with PNNL. It turns out that we get our qubits from them. And so they manufacture the actual atoms, so to speak, they don't manufacture the atoms, but they give us the atoms. And so, also, University of Washington here happens to have a group which is doing ion trapping as well, which is exact same technology that we do. And then, of course, you know, if you look kind of on a worldwide basis, Amazon and Microsoft's quantum teams are here. And so it's an interesting area for us to be in, just given the history, the past, and what's going on in quantum today. So a year ago, we announced this building, and we had taken two floors, so about 66,000 square feet. I'm happy to announce today we've taken the third floor, so we have the entire building now. So a 50% increase in our footprint in 1 year. And so the third floor is now, we're up to about 100,000 square feet in the building. And good news is the building next door is available. So, although, don't tell them that, because that's what we probably need to negotiate. Here and downstairs there is construction going on for two barium system for Air Forel. So that we announced that deal. So the construction of those is happening here. And then the Forte Enterprise Systems, the first one being sold to Quantum Basel in Switzerland, is under construction downstairs as well. And then the financial world would like to know how many that we're building downstairs, so don't tell them. But there's a number of systems we're building for future customers as well for Forte Enterprise. In addition, the Tempo systems, the AQ64, these are the ones where you can look at a computational space of 18 quintillion, is also in construction downstairs. And this is where we will build the AQ256 systems. And so those are on the design board as we speak. So all of that will be happening outside this location. And so with that, and I see my time is up, thank you, I will just point out that we will continue to invest heavily here in the Seattle area. We do think that these machines will be able to, if you look at high-performance computing today, what are they being used for? Obviously, simulation, chemistry, and now machine learning, and even more large language models and such. All those are perfect applications for quantum. So you're going to see the demand for quantum start to increase as we pull workloads away from what I would say is traditional GPUs and CPUs. So we look forward to expanding our footprint here in terms of being able to build those machines to satisfy future customer demand. So thank you. Thanks everyone for coming today. Very much appreciated.
I'd love to invite Senator Maria Cantwell up on stage. She's been a great proponent of not just technology and science in general, but one of the lead people that helped us with the CHIPS Act that actually helps fund quantum computing as well as other technologies. So with that, please welcome Senator Maria Cantwell.
Well, thank you very much. And Peter, it's great to be here at IonQ today, although I'm pretty sure if you're the CEO and mastermind of this facility, you could talk as long as you wanted. But maybe we'll get some questions from the press that are here. Well, it's a great day and a great celebration to be part of. I want to congratulate Peter Chapman and recognize all the partners that are here today in academia and industry. You mentioned many of them. I see our county executive, Dave Summers, here. Thank you for being here as well. I'm pretty sure the University of Washington is represented and many others. This is historic because, as you mentioned, IonQ is going from 65,000 square feet to over 100,000 square feet, or right at 100,000 square feet. And you're starting to build the first dedicated manufacturing quantum computers that at least I get to take a look at. I don't know if anybody else gets to take a look at it, but I get to take a look at later, so I'm very excited about that. And from those qubits, you will soon be doing calculations that are the fastest the world has ever seen. So, what a great milestone. As you mentioned, our region is already known worldwide for our innovation and leadership, and this facility will continue to build on that. We know that here, local software and cloud computing companies have changed the world. And we know that there are many other things that are happening in our region. So it should come to no surprise that we are becoming the Quantum Valley, if you will, of the United States. Now, there may be a few regions that are going to fight us for that title, but we're going to do everything we can to move forward on it. Quantum computing has the potential to be a game changer, helping us solve some of the biggest problems in the world, create new drugs to fight disease, unlock new ways to produce and store energy, develop fertilizer, and improve food production. So how does quantum computing work? That's why I said Peter should answer lots of questions. But as Richard Feynman once famously said, nobody, quote, nobody understands quantum mechanics, end quote. Well, I know here that we are growing capacity to solve problems and to be here at what is now the first dedicated quantum computer manufacturing site in the United States. We are here at a very big moment. IonQ's building in our region because we have an ecosystem that is already underway, and we want to continue with world-class universities, companies, laboratories, and most importantly, talented people. We have about 350,000 tech jobs in our state as of 2023, and that is the highest concentration of tech workers in the country. We also are a top employer in emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence and quantum, as well as one of the top states for R&D investment. So with that flowing into our state, companies like IonQ have made Pacific Northwest a home and are working with the giants like Microsoft and Amazon that are already here to build on that even more capacity. Quantum computing and cloud computing go hand in hand, and because quantum computers are relatively big and costly, your average person is not really going to have a quantum computer at home. But through cloud and the power of quantum computing, the solutions are things that will be available to everyone. We also know that world-class research institutions are helping us drive quantum computing, and I'm glad that you mentioned both the University of Washington and the Pacific Northwest Laboratories. The University of Washington is leading in building a quantum workforce. Its Quantum X Institute has created a graduate certificate and doctoral fellowship in quantum science, minting about 25 new quantum experts every year. And the University of Washington quantum facility is one of the biggest in the country with 35 professors and has received already $170 million in research dollars. You mentioned your partnership with the Pacific Northwest Laboratories, and they obviously are helping with that secure supply of atomic materials needed to manufacture these quantum computers. And having the best technologies companies and those institutions like PNNL and the University of Washington, I think really does help cement the Quantum Valley for us in the Pacific Northwest. So, this is about collaboration. That is why I fought so hard for the CHIPS and Science Act that we passed a year ago. That was really trying to unleash major investment in the United States in next generation R&D that will help our manufacturers be more competitive in the future. We really felt that we were sliding as a percentage of our GDP investment in R&D, and so the CHIPS and Science Act is helping us translate science faster, develop more research, and stay competitive in many, many sectors of our economy. That collaboration means working with our manufacturers in this region and continuing to help them solve some of their most challenging problems. I know for aviation and aerospace manufacturing, I'm sure they are very interested in what is going on here and how that can help solve problems. And certainly, as I mentioned earlier, healthcare and medicine, one of the key sectors that is looking to quantum to have big breakthroughs. The quantum computing industry has the potential to add thousands of new jobs here in the Pacific Northwest, jobs at all skill levels, from technicians to software developers, And so I hope that we will continue to build that workforce in partnership with IonQ. But today, let's just be thankful for this giant leap that's being taken right here in Puget Sound and the first dedicated facility and the first machines being built. Thank you so much.
All right, so we're going to do a ribbon cutting.
We're going to have Senator Cantwell and Peter, if you can come on stage.
We have the world's largest scissors here. Oh, what happened to the really cool?
These ones are sharp.
These actually work.
Yes, just a minute. Would you like to have women because you're on stage?
You're the executive up here.
Yes, let's have sir, would you like to come up?
Leadership team, if they can come up to just do some quick photos, and then we will continue with the program in 1 second. So let me bring up, if we can have Dr. Dean Kasman, if you can come up, please. Dr. Pat Tang, if you would please come up. I know it's a bunch of folks on this. All right, Tom Jones.